right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Can you keep that going a little bit in the background while I'm talking? All right, so, you know, before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay and the fact that people are celebrating, the fact that you're giving just such a large amount of the salary cap to two players, and that somehow you think that the Packers are going to be a great team again with Aaron Rodgers back and Devontae Adams back. But I also read where Aaron Rodgers is also demanding that he get some of his old friends back on the team. And I don't know how, you know, that allowing one guy to dictate the makeup of your football team. Never heard of it. You know, don't understand it. And many of you who are celebrating that will rule the day that, and I want you to remember this, that wretched Earl Ingram, how dare he, when everybody else in the state of Wisconsin is celebrating Aaron Rodgers, he's the one guy who will come at this from a different perspective. But I'm telling you right now, again, I don't care how great he is, he himself can never win a football game. Oh, well, what do you mean? He only threw four interceptions the entire season. Well, the only reason he threw four interceptions was because he was well protected. Tell you that straight up. Here's a prime example of what I'm talking about. Matthew Stafford played for the Detroit Lions for, I don't know, 12 years or so. And they never made it to the playoffs. And Matthew Stafford was a number one draft pick in the entire league that year. Number one. Our phone lines open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number to call. And Matthew Stafford was a great football player. You know, you can say, well, you're throwing around the term great. He's nowhere near as good as Aaron Rodgers. And he's a step or two below Aaron Rodgers. I will agree to that. But he by himself couldn't will the Detroit Lions to even make it to the playoffs. They couldn't make it to the playoffs in 12 years. If they did it one time. You know, Detroit wound up trading him to the Los Angeles Rams. I think they're the Los Angeles Rams. You know, I know they were Los Angeles Rams, then the St. Louis Rams, and I don't know who else, but I know they're back in L.A. And the L.A. Rams just won the Super Bowl with a quarterback that couldn't move the Detroit Lions just one time, I think in 10, 11, 12 years, you know, even into the playoffs. That's the point I'm trying to make to you. There's nothing clearer than that. That one man by himself could never, you know, create or win anything when it comes to team sports. But you've already mortgaged the future for that one man. So, revel in it, you know, and it would be different. You know, here's the other part of it. Football is a dangerous, dangerous game. I don't care how great a shape Aaron Rodgers is in, and he's in great shape. I'm not going to dispute that. If he turns his put the wrong way. He can break an ankle. He can tear his ACL. He's not a humanoid. He's a human being. And he can blow his knee out. He can blow his shoulder out. If somebody hits him and tackles him the wrong way, you know, he's out. The older you get, the easier it is for that injury to be an injury that will be a career-ending injury. So, you know, you put all of that on the line for a guy. Now, again, if he was in a sport like maybe table tennis, I wouldn't have to worry, or you wouldn't have to worry about whether or not he'll be injured. But he's in the roughest game that there is next to rugby. Okay, so he's in the roughest game that there is. And he definitely can get injured permanently, be out for the season. And then all the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. You know, I know your euphoria to see number 12 is back. You know, but number 12 is human. And number 12's career will come to an end like all the others that I've seen before him. Maybe you haven't seen as many as I have. But I have, and I base everything that I'm saying on the history that I've seen and the facts that I know. And nobody can dispute anything that I'm saying. 844-967-2789 is the number. And, you know, as we get ready to wrap this portion of the show up, and it's not that I hope I'm wrong, because I know I'm right, and I know that the Packers and the Packer fans will soon come to find out that, as much as they hate to say it, that Earl was right again. You know, I don't wish any bad luck on anybody, but I do know, I don't care how many times I have to repeat it, one man is not a team. One man does not a team make. And when you give all the gold and all the silver to one person, and the rest of the team sees it, and then when they go in for their contract negotiations, and they've given everything that they have, and the people who are in charge of that says, oh, wait a minute, we're going to give you a $50,000 raise. And the guy's going to say, what? Did you see my numbers? Do you know what I did? Well, I'm sorry, we don't have any. You know, the cupboard is bare. What are you talking about? Well, you know, we gave Rodgers $50 million and we gave Devontae Adams $30 million. The cupboard is bare. We can't give you any. You think that's not going to create some animosity amongst teammates? You are wrong. You've got to go to a break. When you come back, we'll continue the conversation. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the good world. Yeah, we only got one more.